I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So this is going to be another one of those ones where I just force myself to record and start talking. So I have I don't know what to fucking say. I just keep putting shit off, dude. That's my biggest problem. There we go. See, you just got a topic. I keep pushing things off to the last minute. And I guess by definition, that's procrastination. But it's like, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to get done. There's no way I'm going to miss an episode. But it's like a double-edged sword. I know I'm going to do it, so I don't have to worry about getting it done now, because I know it'll get done, period. So why do it any other time than when I... You know, what a shitty mentality. But, I mean, that's not how I think of it. But I guess subconsciously, that's what it is. So when I did the time-blocking thing, when I just wrote out what I was going to do and when I was going to do it, that was a very successful day for me. I only did it that one time. I haven't done it since. And I'm going to be a little bitch and say it's because life happened and I didn't have the time to get everything else done that I wanted to. I mean, I got some things done, but as far as everything, no, I did not get everything done. Meaning, like, if I wanted to read and record a podcast and do some research on the supplement industry continue watching some Alex Hormozi shit and taking notes. You know, anyway, it's almost like I'm just lacking direction in the short term right now. I know where I'm going long term, but the little steps I got to take to get to the next step, to get to the big step when I have 20 of those, you know, that stuff I just lack direction with. So it's like I sit down to work and I think, okay, well, what the fuck, what do I gotta do, you know, like, what do I need to get done? And then there's, just got home, there's a whole bunch of things that I need to get done, that I want to get done, but I just don't really know how to go about prioritizing them, I guess. I don't even know. I don't even feel like that's a true statement, so I don't know why I just said that. I don't know, dude. There's a lot of things I know I need to get done that I'm not getting done, and I blame it on my lack of direction. And so that maybe this is just a little accountability check for me. You know, I want to do all these great things, but I have a couple days where I just don't do shit, and so it's I guess a good reminder that if I'm in this, then I need to be in this, you know. I actually, because of the frustration, I guess you could call it, of not knowing exactly what to do next, I even had that the most haunting thought of, like, should I just fucking quit? Can I even do this kind of thing? And that quickly goes away now, which is very cool, but it still comes up here and there. I mean, I have those thoughts often, but they don't linger around like they used to. And, well, before everything, they would come, and then I would be absolutely paralyzed by it, and I wouldn't do anything. You know, I actually was thinking back to when I was in Arizona, and I would work FedEx, and I would come home, and no shit, I would go directly to bed. I'd put on some Prison Break, and I, no shit, would just lay there in bed. And I was, I don't want to say I was happy, because I was so sad, but I was content, you know, like I worked a hard-ass day, it was 120 degrees, and I drank 5 gallons of water, and I came home, and I just sat in my bed. I didn't even shower, I just went directly to bed. And I don't know, dude, it's just, I feel like that same feeling. I could come home and it's just like, there's so many things like I need to be doing that I need to get done, but I just don't have them prioritized. I don't have them listed out. I don't have an action plan to get the things done. So that's, I think that's the biggest thing. That's kind of the roadblock at the moment, is just having a game plan, because having that structure and shit, you know, having the expectations for myself of when things are going to get done. I just work better that way. When I when I'm on 75 hard, it's so easy to get things done because I know what needs to get done. I know that in order for me to get everything done and go to bed at a certain time, I need to do certain things at certain times. I know there's a 3-hour gap between each workout. I know that there is, it's hard to read at night, so I don't read at night. I have to read almost after work or in the morning or something like that. I know that if I want to get the gallon done and not piss my pants or piss my bed, then I know I need to get that done earlier in the day. You know, I just know these things because I've been doing them. And so when it comes to doing new things, such as, I guess, writing content or researching blah, 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 or whatever, I have a harder time trying to, or maybe just because I'm newer to it all. It's more novel to me. And so I'm just trying to figure out the best ways to navigate everything. So maybe that's actually exactly what it is. I have no idea. This is me just kind of thinking out loud and brainstorming. But yeah, I don't know. So there's some day-to-day documentation for you. Learning as I go. So we'll see what happens as I keep going. So little short one. That's it. It's April 13th, 2024. It's 8:26 p.m. And it is... Yeah, that's it. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.